It is still the weekend chapter right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Six on the dot, and you know what time it is. This is when we get to go straight into Success 101. All right, Success 101, your favorite program on this Saturday evening. And, well, as usual, the man is in the easel. I'm talking about the man, Ernest Mvunzi. All right, he's our resident success expert, and he's always going to be giving us some success nuggets, and tonight is no different. He's got a very, very, very interesting topic. Okay, so before we delve into the topic, let me introduce the man, Chief. Man, how are you doing?
Hi, Chief, and hi, listeners. I'm happy to have you once again on our favorite platform, Success 101.
Okay, so as you can hear, he's live, loud and in charge. And tonight, he's going to be delving into a particular topic that is called the laws of the harvest. The laws of the harvest. It sounds intriguing already. I'm getting excited already because I know when the man comes through with such a topic, he's going to be dropping some bombs as usual. All right, so Chief, the laws of the harvest, because I think a lot of people get to think a lot of stuff when they hear the word harvest. So tonight, what it is exactly that we're going to be talking about?
All right, thanks, Chief. It's been interesting. And again, I would like to thank the listeners for the energy and the commitment that they've shown over the period of them listening, and also on our side. It's, I don't know how many episodes that we've done so far, but it's been a very interesting journey for us as speakers, and also in our lives, we can see the change. So yeah, today we're talking about the five laws of the harvest. And by the way, we're calling them laws, but it's not like written in stone. Someone can come back and say, like, you guys, like, where are you getting this? Like, who put this in stone? So this is something that has worked for me, for us, and for also a number of people. So it's something that I would love also to share and also have a conversation about it. So I think to kickstart the program, I would like to say that, you know, for the longest time we have told that we've been told that they are seeds in us, right? So you can only be fruitful when you are seedful, right? So the seed in us at one point in time should be in the ground. Allow it to face the persecution of the soil and the harsh conditions of the weather. Like, that's your nurturing. And ultimately, a harvest is going to be required of you. Thus, you are supposed to produce a fruit. So there are things now that you should do in the process between you planting the seed and you harvesting, right? And again, we go back, even how the universe moves, how the universe works. There are laws of the universe, right? There's a law that says, there's a law of sowing and reaping. So again, what we're talking about today really is something that is embedded in our DNA, just cause we function as according to the laws of the what? Of the universe. So the first thing that we want to talk about is, we reap only what has been sown. Right? There's a quote that I read somewhere. It says, dreaming, unless if you work on that dream, will always be a dream. Right? So unless if you put your seed in the ground, you're not going to get a fruit. Right? So we reap only what has been sown. You can dream of a success on 101 on the program, right? You can dream of you being this mover, this shaker, but unless you put work in the thing, nothing's going to happen. So we reap only what we have sown.
Okay. You've come through with a couple of a couple of punchlines already, and the one that has gotten to me is, you can only be fruitful if you are seedful. Okay. All right. And of course, there's stuff that needs to be done from what you're saying.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. So it's not just the planting. For you to be fruitful, there's work that needs to be put in.
In between.
So I guess maybe I think that's the next phase that you're going to be telling us about.
Yes. And also, you know, like things like this platform, we've talked up on this platform about books that we read. We've also talked about our spiritual aspect, going to church. You know, all those things are the water and the soil to your seed. Right. So you should always be in touch with the resources around you. And resources are not only money. Relationships are resources. If your friend pushes you to the limit and always make sure that you are on top of your game. That's soil to your seed. That's water to your seed. That's a good environment to your seed. Mm-hmm. Right? Sometimes we can go to the length of planting our seeds, but we don't see them to fruition just because the soil around us is not fertile. These are friends.
Okay.
You know. I was reading, I think it's yesterday or the day before yesterday, a quote that said, you know, our mind, when we are not doing the most, sometimes it's not that we are weak. Our mind protects us from failure. Mm. Right? So your mind should always be in tune with where you want to go. If you see yourself not doing the most, maybe it's your mind that's trying to cushion you. It knows when you try, it's just like a baby. When a baby tries to walk, it falls down. Mm-hmm. But there's never a day that a parent says to their kid, you know, I've seen you try walk 5-6 times. I think don't do it. Right? Our mind sometimes tries to cushion us. When we fail, it tells us, nah, I think it's okay. You've tried your best. Don't do that. So your mind also should be the soil and the water to your seed. Make sure that it's as fertile as it can be.
Okay. So that means... all right. I think just like proper farming, there needs to be inputs. Okay. Whenever you want your seed to come through. Okay, to grow to its, to have a full growth, so to say, isn't it? And usually, from what I hear, Chief, is that inputs are not cheap.
Definitely.
Okay, you just don't find inputs lying around, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, in this success type of setup, how expensive, maybe, if I can just ask, are our inputs? Of course, we've already spoken about friendship, isn't it? We need people around us who will guide us, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, so... of course, inputs are not cheap. And sometimes I think maybe it's not easy also to have people who are always going to be having your back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're always going to have, in this PhD poem, down kind of setup that we have these days, where people don't really support each other that much. Some even the so-called friends that you have might not really celebrate you as much as you think, isn't it? So I don't know, how expensive are the inputs in this particular life success project that we are working on here?
All right, so I think they're as expensive as big as your goal is. What do I mean? I think, you know, when you see how far you want to go, I think the price of how much we have to pay gets out of the picture. Mm. The inputs are expensive, right?
Yes.
But it's worth it, right? Like, you know, if we look at the price value of what we are putting in this thing, sometimes it can scare us. Mm-hmm. And we say, we can't afford this. For me to make it in life, I need loyal friends. Mm-hmm. But also, we also need those who are not loyal so that they teach us the hard way.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I think we forget the price. And I think also, at the back of the mind of the law number one, which is saying we reap only what has been sown, it's saying just start.
Okay.
Don't worry about everything. Just make sure you have the first move. You're taking the first move.
Mm.
You're going to be disappointed by friends.
Mm.
The price of waiting is going to be expensive, but just start.
Mm.
Which goes on to law number two. We reap in a different season than we sow.
Okay.
Patience and timing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when you invest in your being seedful, in the pursuit of you being fruitful, right, there is a time period between those two spaces, right? So know that no matter how beautiful your harvest in your mind appears to be, you don't reap the day that you sow.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh. So the price of having it hurts having a business partner who turn his back on you one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But know that it's a process. That is the process now between you planting and you harvesting. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that process will teach you timelessness. It will teach you patience. And even when things are not going your way, even when you're disappointed, and even when you say, but it took me so, it, I invested so much in this friendship, but you let me down. You remember that we don't reap in the day that we sow.
Okay. I guess it's part of the whole getting buried situation. When you get buried, there's a certain part of you that actually dies, isn't it? Let me say, a certain part of the seed, it has to die first before it rises again. So I guess maybe there are certain things that need to be taken away from you as you are journeying in this growth journey, so to say. Now, that's important. I don't want to speak too much because you got five. Right now, we're on two. All right, so let's go straight to number three.
Besides, like, you know, you and I, like we always say, it's like this, the listeners also eavesdrop on a conversation.
Yeah.
So, like, I also prepare with you in mind just because I know, like, we've always had these conversations on and off air. Mm. So, like, I also want your input so that, like, the listeners can have, you know, a multi-dimensional conversation, wow, okay. So to say. So, law number three, it says, we reap in proportion to what we sow.
Okay, in proportion.
Right.
Yes.
So, we said, number one, just start.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, time and patience, which is law number one, which talks, we talked about reaping. We only reap what we sow. Mm-hmm. Then number two, reaping in a different season. Number three, which talks then about we reap in the proportion of what we sow. So, there's a statement that says, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Sure.
Put that, down, right? Point number two, it says, to him much is given, much is required. That's the Bible now.
True.
Mm. Right. So, then our law comes in play now. And it says, we reap in proportion to what we sow. So, the more you sow, that's the more you reap. So, the more you are prepared to be let down, that's the more you're going to be victorious in the pursuit of success.
Mm.
Right. So, let's say, you know, you are in the renewable energy sector.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You go and you get five, I don't know, like, how much is one big tank? Like in terms of size.
Okay, that's like what, 48?
48 kgs, mm-hmm. Right. So, 48 kgs, right, you sell all that, let's say in a day, mm-hmm. Right? But when you go there, you're like, I think, let me just take 48 kgs, like, with this one big tank. Just because I think if I take two, I might run a loss.
Mm.
You're different in mind with someone who goes and says, you know what, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to get five tanks. Just as I foresee a blackout, right? I foresee an electricity crisis, right? So you've ribbed, you've sowed, like much than you can sow, like from a very contained point of view. Right. So the profit margins that you're going to get from one tank are way smaller than what you can get from five tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So sometimes we get so comfortable in our successes, but you should always question yourself that if I'm doing this good at this pace, how much would I be good if I had gone all out?
Okay, now this is I'm seeing one thing. There's one word that is now ringing in my mind as you're talking, and that is risk.
Okay, definitely.
All right, now look. So in other words, you're saying in this harvest journey, in this farming journey, you need to take risks.
Definitely.
There are certain risks that need to be taken.
Yes.
All right. So I guess maybe the question that everybody would want to ask is there's good risk. Okay. And then there's recklessness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the part where we all struggle now. I don't want to seem like I was unthoughtful in my approach to business. But at the same time, I don't want to seem like I was too scared to carry out something. You see, what do you balance here? You see, I guess that's the question that that's ringing in my mind right here. Like, where is it? Because they say there's a word called calculated risk. How do I calculate this risk and make sure that at the end of the day I don't seem stupid when I'm telling you, you know, things didn't really work out at the end of the day, you know?
That's a very, very good question.
Mm.
Definitely, it's a very good question. But you've been hammering on the farming analogy since we started. I think let's go back to that. Just it's a bit tangible.
Since you're talking about the harvest.
Definitely. So, here's what came to mind when you asked the question, right? how do I know if my risk is calculated or it's a foolish risk?
Yes.
Right. Point number one, are you investing in a space that you are knowledgeable about?
Okay.
Right? Just because we are talking to someone who is already in the, let's say, just like you are in the renewable energy space, right? You are not going to invest tomorrow. Not say in the next 5 years, you might have acquired the knowledge, but you, tomorrow you're just going to wake up and you invest in buying gold, right? Just because you don't know the dynamics of the industry.
Yes.
So we are talking to someone who is in a space that they've calculated and they know, right? If a miner, right, holding all things constant, is not going, when the rains drop, a random miner who knows how to dig the ground in search of gold and is not going to just see the rains, then they go and pick up a nest from a nest of tobacco and they go and plant. No, that's uncalculated. It's not the field that they have maximized, that they are in the correct know-how of. But we're talking of a farmer. He knows that, you know, to us, you know, layman, we think all the rains are good for farming. Right? But in Shona, there's what they call Umarucha. Right? It's the first rains. Those are not for farming. Right? Those are like, they're to dampen the land. So if you go and plant your seed with the rains that are meant to dampen the land, your seed is going to be fried in the ground. Right? So your question comes now by saying, how do you balance? I think the balance comes from a mental point of view when you invest in a space that you've researched about. We're not barring people from going to plant whatever field they want to plant. No, but at least you have an idea. Right? You want to start music. Know the current trends. What's banging? Where am I going to put my music? What digital platforms pay? Which ones don't pay? Point number one, you want to go to the United States and be a nurse. Like, health-wise, like, you've had a past of having stomach cramps. You've been diagnosed with pneumonia in the past. Like, you know all those dynamics. That's point number one. And point number two, to people like me who are willing to take the risks, random risks, I think it's okay. We fail as we go, right? So sometimes, even if you have not already had a thorough research, sometimes it's just good to just have enough knowledge to start, which was our law number one, right? So all risks should be calculated, definitely, but don't take years researching. Don't spend your time trying to acquire a PhD in researching what others are planting. If you plant, you see that number one, that was a bad seed, and that was, number two, that was a bad climate. Now you've learned. The next time you do it properly.
Okay. So you need to research. You know, look around and find out what it is really that is needed in that particular industry or particular field that you want to venture into, so to say. So we're running out of time, Chief, unfortunately. But I don't know if you can just squeeze in the last two points.
The interesting thing is actually, I said, like, I always have you in the conversation. Your question was actually law number four.
Okay.
Which is, we reap the full harvest of the good only if we persevere.
Right.
We can only endure, like, the pain if we've enjoyed the research.
Okay.
Right? So, the Chinese bamboo tree, they say, like, it takes years in the ground before it sprouts out of the ground, but you'll be watering it every day. But when it sprouts out of the ground, it takes less than a year into a full-blown tree. Right? So sometimes, the more we invest in our researches, right, that perseverance will ensure that we will reap a full harvest. So, like, definitely, man, You are in tune. Then which brings us to point number five.
Okay, point number five. And we're just under a minute. I don't know if you can just do that.
So law number five is, we cannot do anything about the last year's harvest, but we can do everything about this year's harvest. Again, your question jumps into law number five. That if you failed the previous harvest, it's okay, right? You have this harvest to maximize. So, investigate your seed, investigate your land, investigate all your inputs, your friendship, your mentors, the content that you're putting in your head. And trust me, you are insured to get a good harvest. So don't worry about all the failures you've had in the past. You can start now to have a good harvest. I'm out.
Okay, so those were the laws of the harvest from the man Ernest Mvunzi right here, and as usual, it was intriguing, it was quite something mind-blowing, and hopefully that we're taking note of these success nuggets that are coming our way. So which leads me to thank the man for coming through to the show. Chief, man, thanks so much for gracing us once more.
You're welcome, Chief. Thanks guys for listening, and thanks, Chief, for having me. It's always a pleasure and it's always fun. I'm growing, you are growing, and I hope and believe, and also seeing the comments that the guys are bringing in, I feel like we are a whole family of growth. So, hashtag success101. We'll get to the top one day.
Hashtag success101, which brings us to the end, but the chapter still goes on. So stay right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.